Hi there. Thanks for joining us. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Get ready for some big changes in how cigarettes are made, marketed, and sold. The Senate has approved a bill giving the FDA unprecedented power to regulate tobacco. For example, the bill bans most cigarette flavorings. The House is expected to vote on the measure today. President Obama says he will sign that bill into law. Voters are headed to the polls in today's presidential election in Iran. The turnout said to be unprecedented. The race pits incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad against reformist candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi and two others. Suicide bombers in Pakistan targeted two mosques today. At least six people are dead, dozens more injured. One of the victims was a moderate Muslim cleric who has spoken out against suicide attacks. The other mosque attacked is known to have a lot of military personnel among the congregation. The suspect in the shooting at Washington's Holocaust Memorial Museum remains in critical condition at an area hospital. Police say a notebook in 88-year-old James Von Braun's car included accusations about President Obama and the Holocaust. Von Braun is charged with the killing of security guard Stephen Tyrone Johns. He could face the death penalty if convicted. Congressman Patrick Kennedy is in the hospital today. The congressman, who has struggled with addiction, alcoholism, and depression, checked himself into an undisclosed facility for treatment. The congressman issued a statement saying he is temporarily stepping away from his normal routine, adding his recovery is a lifelong process. The Rhode Island Democrat is the son of Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. Former President George H.W. Bush celebrating his 85th birthday today in Maine. He's also going to mark the occasion by skydiving again. This time, Mr. Bush is going to be joined by members of the Army's Golden Knights parachute team. The former president also jumped out of a plane on his 75th and 80th birthdays. Those are the headlines at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.